Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiche fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. There goes Almada. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Werber reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0 for 0 in the game. Tiche strikes out. There goes Sewell. The throw from Farrell to Cronin, and Sewell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the mound. Rhodes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards first. Dahlgren reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Werber bunts towards the mound. Tiche fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, beyond first. Hayes races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Johnson. The throw to the plate, and Johnson is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Johnny Welch now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Dykes trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Werber, who tags Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.